Back in December, Baltimore City Councilman Jim Kraft proposed legislation aimed at limiting human trafficking in Baltimore's hotels. But the bill ran into a wall of opposition from the city's tourism industry, as well as advocates for the women being trafficked. Now, as WYPR's Kenneth Burns reports, the advocates, the tourism representatives, and Councilman Kraft have come to an agreement on what the bill should look like.
Human trafficking is the second largest and fastest growing criminal industry in the country, according to the Federal Department of Health and Human Services. Kraft says that's what led to his bill.
It is modern day slavery, and it is greater than people know. It is a $150 billion industry.
His bill, based on a law passed last year in Prince George's County, would have banned renting hotel rooms by the hour. And that raised concerns in the hotel and tourism industry, as well as with advocates. David Reel with the Maryland Hotel and Lodging Association says people have legitimate reasons for renting rooms by the hour.
You have people that have those very early morning arrival, midnight flight coming into Baltimore, and they may want to check into a hotel for a couple hours just to catch a nap and freshen up. You know, folks that fly in from out of town and we may want to conduct interviews confidentially with job prospects.
Gene Allard, founder and executive director of the Samaritan Women, which runs a long-term care program for human trafficking survivors in Southwest Baltimore, says those in the program had other problems with the provision. She says survivors have a dichotomized view of hotel rooms. While they believe nothing good can happen in rent-by-the-hour rooms, they also can be a safe place.
She has access to potentially security if that date goes badly. She may have access and she may be familiar with the hotel personnel.
Allard says survivors see a ban on hourly rentals as a potential for moving activity to less than safe places.
If you close that door from the survivor's perspective, essentially you drive that traffic into alleyways, into abandominiums, into cars, and into venues which may be much more dangerous for the victim.
Kraft says he removed the hourly ban after talks with advocates and tourism representatives. Other changes are on the way as well. The original version required the city police commissioner to oversee the training of hotel employees to spot human trafficking. The new version gives the health commissioner that responsibility. Baltimore Housing, which licenses hotels in the city, will verify if employees have been trained. Reel says many large hotel chains already train employees on how to spot human trafficking.
It's a matter of doing the right thing without being told to do the right thing, because one, they want to do the right thing, and two, it's good business.
Kraft is expected to announce a public hearing on the bill before his committee as soon as next week's council meeting. He says he also plans to introduce a second bill soon to protect those who blow the whistle on human trafficking at hotels.
We are concerned about the possibility of a whistleblower, someone reporting that their hotel or motel is violating the trafficking ordinance, or trafficking is going on in some way there, and that they or their family is threatened by this.
He says he is developing the details of that bill, which will be tied to the trafficking bill. If the council approves the bills, they would go into effect next year. I'm Kenneth Burns for 88.1 WYPR.